We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new Perek, Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. It's called Eliezer the Mila because it's all about Mila, and it starts with the words Rabbi Eliezer, even though other Prakim start with Rabbi Eliezer. That's why we say Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. This is the Perek that starts with Rabbi Eliezer, and it's about Mila. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Imloi Hevi Kli Me'erev Shabbos, Mevi'o B'Shabbos. We know that a milah bismano, a milah is done on the eighth day, and it's the baby is well, and you can do it bismano. It's doicha Shabbos. Even if it lands up on Shabbos, you'll have to do a milah on Shabbos. Even though there's a deraisa of chavala, that they're making a wound, still the halacha is that it's mutter to do on Shabbos. But what about the machshir? Machshir mean the thing that you use to make the milah. For example, the knife has to be carried here, or you have to make the knife, or anything that has to do with setting up the milah. Are you allowed to be over the Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos for that? So Rabbi Eliezer, Amen, I'm a heavy Kli Me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't bring the Kli, the knife, before Shabbos, Mavia B'Shabbos, you'll have to bring it on Shabbos, carry it on Shabbos through Rosh Hashanah in order to do the Mila. And Megullah, you should carry it Megullah. Pashup Shat is to carry it Megullah because you want to show everyone, I'm not stop carrying something, I'm carrying a knife, which is mutter to carry because it's for a Mila. Uva Sakana. The matzvah sakana where they weren't allowed to do bris milah, so you couldn't walk out publicly with a knife. Mechaseh opi edim, you cover it, but you should show it to edim before and say, look, I'm carrying a knife, matzdam carrying. So people should mechoshesh you being over chilul Shabbos. Va'oidom Rav Eliezer, this is another halacha about machshirim. Kursim eitzim, lasis bechomim, lasois barzel. Not only could you carry the knife on Shabbos, you even could cut wood, chop wood to make coals in order to make, fashion a knife for the Mila. But Rabbi Kiva argues, Klalam Rabbi Kiva, Kol melacha she'efshel la'asos me'erev Shabbos, ein derech Shabbos. Any melacha that you could do before Shabbos, you now do on Shabbos. She'efshel la'asos me'erev Shabbos, but you can't do before Shabbos, derech Shabbos. Like the Mila itself, you can't do before Shabbos, because the Zman is on Yom HaShmini, which landed on Shabbos. So there, Dr. Akiva, you have to do it on Shabbos, for no choice. But the knife, to bring it in, bring it before Shabbos. You want to make the knife, make it before Shabbos. Anything possible to do before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that. So we have Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva, if you could even be over, you can be Mechal Shabbos, even for Machshirim, for the Mila. Talk to Gemara. First, the Gemara is going to discuss about carrying in public or not carrying in public. The first part, according to Rabbi Eliezer, says that machshirim are mutter to do on Shabbos, when it's a chi of Mila. And he said, you let it carry in the street, but you should carry it Megula. So, by the way, time with Rabbi Eliezer, Mashem Chavuvi Mitzvah, why should you carry it Megula? Because you want to show the chi of how much you love, how beloved the Mitzvah is. Oidoma, or maybe the reason why you carry it Megillah is to show everyone, look, I'm not carrying, you see a bulge in my pocket, I'm not carrying something, I'm showing you, I'm carrying a Mila knife, which is a Tzarech Mila. Lamai Nafkemina, what's the difference if it's because of Chiv of Mitzvah, because of Chashadah? Lamai Nafkemina, La'asuya Mechus Al Piyedim. The Nafkemina will be is, could I also bring it Al Piyedim? Yeah, Mishum Chavuy Mitzvah, when it's not a Sakana. So yeah, Mishum Chavuy Mitzvah, Megillah, Mechus Allah. If it's a schiva mitzvah, you have to dafka bring it uncovered, not covered, even with edim. Eli amos b'shem chshada, but if you hold tzad chshada, film chosah shabadami. Even if you cover it and you show it to edim, that's also lechatchila. So that's an afkamina. Nafkamina is that's a shayla. We know for sure that makim sakana mechaseh opi edim because you don't have any chshash. Someone shouldn't be chosh you carrying something, so you show it to edim. But the shayla is there's no sakana. Could you do it either way, megulo or mechosah opi edim? Or you have to do Megillah as Chiv of a Mitzvah. That was the Gemara's Shaila. My. Dr. Gemara, Itmar, Rav Levi, Lomar, Rav Eliezer, Elach, Chiv of a Mitzvah. Rav Eliezer, Elach, of Megillah is, the Chiv of a Mitzvah, show how beloved the Mitzvah is. You show everyone, look, I'm bringing a knife for the Mila. Taina Mehachi, Mevio Megillah, Ve'im Mevio Mechosa. The Rav Eliezer, it says, you're only supposed to bring a Megillah, not Mechosa, even Piedim. It says, Mevio Megillah, Ve'im Mevio Mechosa. The Rav Eliezer. Amar Rashi, Mastis and Nami Dekar, Mishnah also is Meduyek like that. The Tani, Uva Shas HaSakana Mechaseh Opiedim. Our Mishnah is Mashma Dafka, Vishas HaSakana. You cover it and you bring up Piedim. What else Sakana? You should bring up Megullah. But Sakana in Shloim and Sakana Loi. Shmami no, Mishnah Chavuvi Mitzvah, Shmami no. Clearly from all these Rayas, that there's a din of Chiv of Mitzvah, to show how beloved the Mitzvah is, you bring the knife for the Mila, Veida, Megula, show everyone, look what I'm bringing for the Mila. Tanya Ida, Chutana Braisa, Mevia Megula. You go ahead. Because since no one's going to see that you are, you have to bring it, right? You're bringing it to the Mila. And someone's going to see you carrying something. They'll think you're carrying a bottle of soda for the Kiddush. So therefore, they should make sure that you show it to Eidim to Shemi Nechshad. And that Shemi Choshish, you're bringing a bottle of soda for the Kiddush. So therefore, you have to show it to Eidim. But you have to bring it. That's what you're here. There's no Shas Shikana, so then you should bring it Megullah. Tanya Yidach, Mavia Megullah, Eim Mavia Mechosah, Dvar Rabbi Eliezer. Vuda Eimer, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Noyigin Hoyu Vashas Shikana, Shem Mavia Mechosah Api Eidim. The same idea. The Bryce says that you can't bring it Mechosah, Dafka Megullah. And Mahuda says, Vashas Shikana, well, you have to bring it, so there, you should have to show Eidim, not because the other reason is you shouldn't have a chshash. When you always there's two things always. There's always a chshash also. So you either have to have Eidim or it's Megullah to take care of the chshash. But when there's no chshash sakana, then you should dafka bring Megullah because of chiv mitzvah. Eboy lahu, the Gemara says a shayla, Eidim dekama iu v'chad, Eidimo hu v'trei. The Gemara says a shayla, Eidim dekama. This is what you see, have to be Eidim. Does the person bringing it count as one of the Eidim? Iu v'chad, it's the person who's bringing it together with someone else. Or maybe he has to have two separate Eidim sides for him. When he shows it to Eidim, is enough to show it with one other Eidim, it's him and another person. Or you have to have two other Eidim to show it to them, it shouldn't be a chshad. Toshima, v'sakana mechaseyu api Eidim. By sakana, it says in our Mishnah, Machaseh Api Eidim. Yeah, Mish Bishlama, who betray. If you say it's him and two other people, Shapia, he will hear Lashon Eidim, Machus Api Eidim. Aliyah Mish Huvachad, my Eidim. Well, what's the Eidim? It's you and someone else, not Eidim, it's one Eid. So, the Gemara, no, Avad is him and someone else. Why is it called Eidim? Shiru'uyin Lehid Makam Achra. These two can be made on something else. Enechami on this, then they gave a Dava, so you wouldn't be able to aid them. But the Gabi, something that needs aid them, you'd be able to use this to aid them for something. And like Rashi speaks out, here it's not a din aid them. Here it's just in the Gilu Milsa. Gilu Milsa is enough if the Shliach knows and the other person knows. That's enough for Gilu Milsa to show everyone that it's not Stam carrying something that's not needed for the Mila, but I'm carrying something for the Mila, the knife. That's enough to have a Gilu Milsa. But and they call Eidim because they're royal lehoid makam achar. Graz is machlokes achroinim in the back. There's Shash and the Chasam Sefer. In Sefer they argue if they could be craving these two. It could be there's mashma from the Gemara royal lehoid makam achar. That means like there's Shash. They have to be royal to be aided somewhere else. They can't be craving to each other, the two Eidim. But the pastors, I wouldn't understand what's behind that Rishash. Why? What's the difference? Craving. Lachar elvar is gilu milsa. Lachar it's enough any two people. So the Gemara Vaitav, Oydam Rabbi Eliezer, in our Mishnah it's Mavuyer, this Kula, that Yilada even Michal Shabbos for the Machshirim of the Mila. Machshirim means the things that prepare the Mila. The knife, the things that you have to use for the Mila, Yilada be Michal Shabbos. So we're going to elaborate on that a little bit. Tanabonim, Kaimisha Rabbi Eliezer, in the Malkam Rabbi Eliezer, Yikursim Eitzim Lasis Becham Las Barzim Shabbos. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they were knowing there, that even the Machshirim, they cut wood to make coals to make the barzel for the knife, even on Shabbos. They did that, the machshirim on Shabbos. Another kula that they were knowing in a certain place. They used to eat basa oif with chalav. That was the minig, they ate basa oif with chalav. Levi, we'll see why exactly. Levi ikla be Yosef Rishba. Levi went to Yosef the Rishba, who he trapped animals. He's a hunter, and Krivali went to his house. Krivali raised the tops of bechalva. They served him a certain type of bird, with chalav, with milk. A bird with milk. It was basa oif bechalav. Loy acha. Levi didn't eat it. He also came to Rebbe. When he came to Rebbe, amalei amaylo tishtamtinu. He said, "Good, you didn't eat it. But why don't you put him in chayrim? He's eating basa bechalav." Amalei. No. Asher the Rishba. Yosef Rishba lived in the city of Hudu Meseira. Vamina, and I said, Dilma, Dorish Luka, basically, maybe the whole like Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's not. And basically, Eimer, Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, L'soich Lukol Nevela, V'nemar L'savash L'gdiva Chalev Imoi. There's a hekish from the Vela to the Isser of Basa V'chalev, and we dash in Esh Asam Shem Nevela, Asa L'vash V'chalev. Something that has the Vela is Isser Chalev. And not Dogim and Chagavim. Grasshoppers and fish don't have an Isser Basa V'chalev. Why not? Even though maybe it's the boss of the fish, the reason is because there's no nevela there. But if she'asim shem nevela yachli as levash b'chalav, let's go a step further. So if anything that has nevela by it has an issa boss of b'chalav, so oif has nevela. So why is an oif also with milk? Tam v'loy ma b'chalev imoi yotz oif shein lechalav aim. By oif, no such thing as chalav aim, no such thing as nursing by oif, and therefore there's a mi. It's an apostic. There's no iser boss of chalav by oif. And therefore, they will know you to eat basav chalav oif. We paskin like the man holds as the issa d'rabbanon of basav oif b'chalav. But the ma'isa, that's what we paskin that the takam of the rice is no issa, but the rabbanon is. But in those places, that was the minik. So he said, I didn't put them into cherim. You know why? Because that was their minik. The helgar is aglili. They allowed to eat lechatchila basav oif b'chalav. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Irachas Hoysvarit Shal Shoy Oisim Krav Liyazah. There was a certain city that did like Rabbi Yitzchak who held that you're allowed to do Machshirim on Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos even for Machshirim of the Mila. Voyamesim Bizmanim. They died, but the right, didn't die early, they died at the right time. Voyamesim Achas Gozra Machas Rishak Zera Yisrael, Ala Mila. They wanted to make Zera, the Romans made Zera on the Mila. Val Oisir Loy Gozra. They didn't make any Zera on that city. What do you see from here? You see from here that if someone does like their Rebbeim, like that city, like Rabbi Eliezer, there's no taina them, and not only is no taina, they got a special schus that they city did not get a gzeira on it. So the homes did the right thing, they even got schar for that. They got schar for doing what their Rebbeim said. Tanya, Shemuel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekibleim b'simcha, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was makabel b'simcha, k'goy mila, Harry on the Makal Vasimcha, the Chsib says in the Pasuk, Sos Onoicha Alim Resecha, I am excited about your words, Kemoit Shal Rav, like I found a big treasure. And what does Sos Onoicha Alim Resecha mean? Rashi says it means, Alim Resecha means the first Amira that was before all other Amiras, that was the mitzvah of Mila that was given to Avram Avinu. And says in the Pasuk, Sos Onoicha, I was excited about that. Rashi gives another reason why you're excited about that, because Mila, the mitzvah of Mila, is with us at all times. Mashenkim, Tefillah, Mezuzah, and Tzitzis is not only when we're in the field or in the base of Merchot, so we don't have those mitzvahs. Mashenkim, the Mila, we have at all times. That's why it's such an exciting mitzvah. So any mitzvah that we makabu b'simcha, like Mila, a dying oisin oisin b'simcha, we still do it b'simcha, which Rashi says means a mishta, we make a suda. We still, every Mila is a very festive time, we make a suda. V'chol mitzvah shkibbalei mektata, any mitzvah that we makabal with fighting and arguing, going to arayis, like the mitzvah of arayis, the aveira of arayis, the chesiv says in the pasuk, v'ayishma moishas on boichel mishpachosav, and we darshan on iske mishpachosav, they were crying about the iser, the Suri Arayis, it was too hard for them. At Dayin Oysen Oysen Tata, we still don't have the perfect Simcha when it comes to our chasen. So like a ksuva, the Leramu Batigra, there's no ksuva that's written, there's not some arguing. Every chasen has a little bit of strife, a tiny bit of strife, and that's because we're not makabal at Simcha. Mashenke Mila, which we makabal at Simcha, that has a mishta and a festive time. Tanya, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was moisa nefesh for, b'shas gzeres hamalchus, b'shas when there was a gzera, could go in avayis chavim umila, for example, avayis zara umila, adayinu muchzakas v'yadam. Those things were very makbud on. We were very strong about those things because people were moisa nefesh all the years, therefore that mitzvah stayed with Klal Yisrael all the years in a very stark oifen. V'chol mitzvah shloim moshe shol atzman aleim l'misa, besides the Ares Malchus, and any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was not Moisa Nefesh for, going tefillin, a dying group of Yodam, it's still shvach by them, they don't keep the mitzvah of tefillin with the whole Ganskeit. The Om Rabbi Yanai, tefillin tzrichin gufnaki, kalish v'al kanafayim. It says that we need, a tefillin needs a gufnaki like a kalish v'al kanafayim. Rashi learns, that's mashma, that besides Felicia, no one else does such a good job of being makbid on gufnaki, so we see we're still weak in our hands. That's Rashi's pshat. We'll speak about Tosfos pshat soon. Mahi, what does it mean to go fnaki? On my bias, lefiach bam, shouldn't pass gas when you're wearing the tefillin. Rav Amos, lo yishim bam, you shouldn't fall asleep. My Korla Elisha Bal Karfayim. Why do we call him Elisha Bal Karfayim? We had this earlier in the Masechta. Shepam Achas Gosha Malchus Harisha Gzera Yisrael Shkabniach Tefillin Harisha Yekros Meichad. The Romans made a Gzera that anyone who puts on Tefillin, they are going to make a hole in his brain where he puts his Tefillin. Why Elisha Meniach Tefillin? Elisha didn't care. He put on Tefillin. Yatzal Shuk V'ro Kasta Achas. Some officers saw him. Rots Mufanov, he ran away. Rots Achrab, the officer ran after him. Kivin Jagiyaz, Loi, Notum Rashi, he took it off his head. Vachsam Veli, he held it in his hand. Only Ma'abiyotcha. So the officer says, what's in your hand? Omle Kamfayoina. It's wings from a dove. Pasha does Yodi opens his hand. Insu Loi Kamfayoina, he got a major nace. Taka in his hands were wings of a Yoina. The Fika, Choy Kornos, a Ban Krafayim. Maestro Kamfayoina. Both episodes say Kamfayoina. Because the pasuk compares Klal Yisrael to a dove. Shenemar kam v'yoyin. The pasuk tells him kam v'yoyin nech v'kesef v'risev v'raku charetz. That the wings of the yoyin are covered with silver and gold. Ma yoyin azu kanafem beginning salah. Just like a yoyin, like Rashi says, he fights with his wings and not with his beak. After Yisrael mitzvahs beginning salah. The mitzvahs are the ones that protect us. So Elisha Bal Karfayim, he was makbid on Gufnaki. We're not so makbid. Why? Because something that Klal Yisrael was not moist enough all the years. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos speaks out Fakert. He says that we see from Elisha he was not moist atzmai. He didn't say the tefillin. He said he had to say the kamfiyena. So we see that Klal Yisrael is not moist enough on it. That's what we bring a raya from Elisha Bal Karfayim.